Coach, a frustrating result, but you've got to be so proud of the kids.
Well, extremely proud. I mean, this result's not indicative of the kind of year that we had. All credit to Cathedral. They're an outstanding football team. I thought that they were ready to go. They did a fantastic job, had a great game plan. So all credit to Cathedral, but definitely very proud of our kids for the season they had and resolve they showed, and wouldn't trade them for the world.
Looks like a team that's good, that's built for the future too.
Well, definitely, you know, it made some improvements in our younger levels and things like that. So I don't think we'll be going away. We got a lot of work to do, replacing a lot of seniors after this season, but very excited for the future as well.
Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Coach, what was the difference in the game here?
Well, I thought their offensive line was handled us. Typically a strength of our team is the defensive line. They worked us over a little bit. We were minus two in the turnover differential today. That's another way we've won. We were plus 22 coming in. I just thought they were more ready and poised to start the game. We got off to a terrible start, embarrassing start, and then we just couldn't quite recover. And by the time we did, I thought their players outplayed our players. I mean, I thought they were better than us.
Were you surprised by those mistakes early?
Oh, completely surprised. I mean, we have not done that all year. I mean, we've been ready to go. I mean, we've always started really well. I was shocked, to be honest, and that's on me. I mean, so I've got to do a better job having us ready to go, and I thought we would have the poise to handle it, and unfortunately we didn't.
It seemed like you moved the ball okay, too. Just
yeah, but then, I know. Oh, I'm sure the yards are, but I mean, they made explosive plays and scored, and we didn't. Hey, hats off to those guys. They had a lot to do with that. Our futility, a lot of it was because they're an excellent football team.
Your thoughts on McLaurin?
Well, I mean, the two long runs are great. I mean, he forces the entire game plan, where you kick it, how far you can kick it. I mean, he affects everything. There's plays that he doesn't make, but he still made the play. A shank punt, well, that has more to do with him than the pressure. A short kickoff with bad coverage, starting field position, all that stuff's because of him. You run these checks, and you can't defend a run very well because you're trying to defend him in the pass. He's outstanding. In my mind, he's the best football player I've seen.
I'll take a picture with him or something.
Yeah.
That's not the result you wanted, and it's pretty soon after. But can you reflect back on the season? I mean, it's really a great season for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard. But I'm going to try to not let this sour how I felt about the year. I mean, it was a magical year. We just felt like, I mean, God's hand was on our team. All the adversity we faced, all the injuries, but we just kept plugging along. We just kind of ran out of luck today, I suppose. But I wouldn't change my time with these seniors, the amount of work they put in, the commitment they've made to get this program turned around. I'm so proud of these kids. I know today was ugly, but again, this isn't indicative of what these guys have accomplished day in, day out. And so again, I'm really sad that we came up short today, but these guys have built a legacy that'll change Westfield forever.
Coach, talk about your offense and play today and your defensive play today.
Well, you know, defensively, I thought we played pretty well early, but then we couldn't get stops against the run late, and I think they wore us down up front. So kudos to them. But that's been a strength of ours. We've played really well against the rush. We didn't get any turnovers. That's been a strength of ours. So I think they took us out of our game. Offensively, they just dared us to run. Well, we ran the ball pretty well, but then we got behind so much, you know, and
they
were only giving up certain areas against the pass. I mean, so we weren't really able to get quick strikes. I thought they had a great game plan. They did a fantastic job. We didn't get enough stops on defense to allow our offense to run the actual O. We were so far behind in the second half that we had no choice but just air it out. And that's not going to get you anywhere usually.
Cathedral's a pretty tough program. You're kind of new kid on the block. Your thoughts on trying to get to their level?
Well, you know, hey, sometimes very good things happen from losses. Sometimes you learn what you need to work on. You learn where you need to go. This is tough today, but this will show our kids, I mean, the level we have to be at to win a state championship. We're not going to change our goals just because Cathedral's here. So, yeah, we need to take – what we need to take from this is we need to get better, you know. Iron sharpens iron. They're an excellent team. We'll be back. We'll work hard, and we'll be better.